Have you noticed that some months of homeschooling are harder for you than others? January and February are known for being the months that many homeschool moms want to quit. But I've noticed October often feels just as hard. If you've been feeling a bit down lately or stressed, this episode is for you as we look at 5 verses to help a homeschool mom's heart. Welcome to the Rest in the Homeschool Trench podcast, a place for homeschool mamas seeking to cultivate victorious rest in the midst of daily homeschool battles. I'm your host, Amy Smith, and I want to offer hope that in Jesus, we can experience victorious rest. October is my favorite month of the year. Last week, I was able to crunch leaves walking outside for the first time, and I had a chuckle at myself as I realized what a big smile I had, and I was walking alone. Crunching leaves just really brings me joy. Last weekend, my family went camping, and we had a great weekend being outside, hanging around the campfire. A couple of my kids slept in hammocks, finally feeling a bit of chill in the air. It was a great weekend of enjoying the fall season. It's the season where we enjoy making s'mores at home in the fire pit outside. Love baking apple pies. When my kids were little, we always went to the pumpkin patch, and there were always big piles of leaves for the kids to be jumping in, and sometimes I would be jumping with them as well. And yet, I've noticed that I also tend to struggle a lot during the month of October. Why? I think part of it is because this is the moment in the season of fall when everything is just really busy and our schedule kind of reaches this maximum peak of when everything is going on. And we're not at the place of having a long Christmas break or a long summer break quite yet. We're busy with school, we're busy with the extra activities, all of the good things, but somewhere in October, I start to feel the press of our schedule. More than that, though, I think I really deal with a spiritual battle every October. This is the month that I really feel the trench of homeschooling, and it's a lot of where this idea of rest in the homeschool trench comes from. I really feel like I'm fighting a battle. It's not so much a battle with my kids. It's not a battle with extended family. It's not a battle with people, but there's this battle that tends to arise within my own heart. Now, since it's a spiritual battle, I think it's important for us to fight this battle on spiritual terms. I need some spiritual ammunition, but I also need some spiritual nourishment at this point. If I'm in a battle, I need ammunition to be able to fight the right way. But when we're feeling weary and hungry and parched inside, we need some spiritual nourishment. That's where God's word comes in. And it's why we're going to be looking today at some verses from Scripture that can help us when our hearts are really struggling. Now, I'm talking about this during October because I've noticed over the years that it tends to be a hard month for me personally, and talking with other moms, I know I'm not the only one. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you might remember what happened last October. This is about the time that I suddenly disappeared from the podcast. I was in the middle of a series on joyful morning habits, and you had one episode, and then suddenly I was gone for months. Well, if you listened to my first episode when I came back in June, that was titled Explaining My Absence, you know that it's because I entered a season of true depression last fall. I am very thankful that I am not there this year, but I still feel a little bit of tug at my heart, a little bit of struggle. If you listened to that episode of Explaining My Absence, you heard some of the steps that I had taken to be able to come out of that season of depression. And I shared a few scripture verses that were anchors for me during the hard time. You can go back if you want to listen to that episode and hear some of those steps that I took. I'm actually working right now on a full episode on homeschooling with depression, and I'd love to hear from you if that's something that you are struggling with or an episode that you would like to listen to. I'd love it if you want to send me an email, amy@amysmith.com. Amy is spelled A-I-M-E-E, amy@amysmith.com. And just let me know, what are you struggling with? What do you think you would like to hear right now as I'm writing that episode? Would love to hear from you. But for right now, I want us just to focus on this, our spiritual ammunition and some spiritual nourishment. So I have five verses from Scripture for us to look at. And these are some of my personal favorite verses that I run to when I'm struggling. And like I said, right now, I'm in a really good place emotionally. But I'm also aware of the tendency, and I'm aware of my weakness during the season. So these are verses that I'm reminding myself of so that I can stay in a healthy place. Would love for you to join me in just being encouraged by these verses and praying these verses. First is Lamentations 3, verses 21 through 23. It says this, "Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." One thing that I hear in these verses is that we do have a choice. Our choice is to remember who God is and to look for him. The verse says, "This I call to my mind." That's an intentional choice to remember. Our hope comes because of God's great love and because of his compassion. Our hope is based in who he is, not in who we are. So we can make this choice to remember who God is, but then we can also make a choice to look for him every morning. This verse says that God's compassions and his love are new every morning. Because he is faithful. Because he is faithful, we can choose to remember who he is, and we can choose to look for how he is working in our lives every morning. The next verse is Isaiah 43, verses 1 through 3. In this, God says, "Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." You know, I think the key word that stands out to me in these verses is that one little preposition, through. It says, when you pass through the waters. And it says, when you walk through the fire. You know, when we're walking through hard situations, it feels like we're going to be in the midst of it forever. This verse reminds me, the situation won't last forever. We're walking through hard situations, but it means we're going to come out on the other side. Well, we're going to come out on the other side in whole because God is with us. He promises us in these verses that when we go through hard situations, he will be with us. The situation won't last forever, and while we're walking through the midst of it, God promises us his presence. The third verse is 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. This is where Paul says, "But God said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest on me.'" In this verse, my heart is encouraged because I see that my weakness can actually be a good thing. And I'll tell you, I feel a lot of weaknesses in many different ways. And I'm going to guess you do too. When we feel in awareness of our weaknesses, though, we have an opportunity to remember to be dependent on Jesus. Paul reminds us in this verse that God's grace is sufficient and that the power of Jesus is made perfect in our weaknesses. The next verse, Joshua 1:9, says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Moms, we can be strong. We can be courageous. We do not need to be afraid. We do not need to be discouraged, even though there are many situations in our life that are fearful and are discouraging. But God gives us again this promise that He will be with us wherever we go. So whatever situation you are in today, let your heart be encouraged, truly filled with courage and filled with the strength and the power of Jesus, because the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. One final verse, Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." It's easy for us as moms to worry about the future, to worry about the future for our children, maybe worry about our own future as they grow up and we don't have our job of homeschooling anymore. But God says He has good plans for us. He always has a plan for our future. There's always something new ahead of you, and God says it's going to be good. This verse is not just for high school or college graduates. It's for us today, in the middle of whatever our heart might be struggling with. God promises us a good future, and in that, we can have hope. You know, as I look at all of these verses, there's one constant that I see in all of them, and it's God's presence. I think because God is with us, we can be courageous, we can be strong. Because of His power, we can walk in power. Because He is with us, we know that we will walk through the hard situations, and we know that His compassions will be new every morning. All of the hope that we can have when our hearts are struggling, whether we're struggling with feeling weary or worried or overwhelmed, whatever it might be, we can remember that our hope comes in who God is, because God is unchanging. He's always faithful. He promises to be with us in the midst of our hard situations. He is the source of our power, especially in our weakness. Because He's with us, we can be strong and courageous, and we can trust that He has good plans for our future. So I hope that one of these verses is encouraging, truly fills your heart with courage today to take the next step of whatever you need to do to take care of your family and to continue in your calling as a homeschool mom. The one step I want to leave you with today is to choose one of these verses. Which one does your heart need right now? Write it down on a card and post it somewhere that you'll see it throughout the day. I hope you'll join me next time as we continue cultivating restful hearts in ourselves as homeschool moms, so that we can lead our families to restful homeschools as we trust together in our faithful, unchanging God. Until then, I pray that your heart is encouraged, truly filled with courage, as you choose to remember the truth of God's word and trust that it's true for you in the midst of today's hard situation.